Appreciate that singing, and glad that everyone is here tonight. Tonight is, we have scheduled for me to kind of give you guys a review of our summer with the youth group and all the things that we did and why we did them. And I kind of feel like I'm copping out a little bit here, but I feel like the best way for you guys to kind of know what we did is to watch our summer video. Abby Hammett, Davis's wife, she's over here, and she's very embarrassed right this second, made this video for us. She's incredibly talented. She has just started a business to do some of this stuff full-time. She's taken a risk and jumped out there, but she is incredible, and she's done a great job, and I just wanted you guys to see and hear from some of the kids about our summer, and then we'll have a few more words afterwards to talk about. So,
my favorite part about being in the youth group is 100% the people. They are some of the funniest people I've ever met in my entire life. My favorite thing to do with the youth group is just hang out. Like right now they're playing games behind me and it's just the most fun, just like all being ourselves and seeing all of our different personalities mesh. I think it's really cool and so much fun. It was probably Give Kids the World this summer because it was just like a really cool experience to be able to help them, and like the amount of like laughter and fun we had on that trip was really, really fun. My funniest memory is when we were here in 7th grade or 8th grade, Brianna Snyder flushed a penny down the toilet on an accident because it fell out of her pocket and it flooded the toilet. So that's probably my funniest memory.
My funniest memory was probably, it's not like really a specific memory, but anytime I was with Easton, it's just Easton. Ooh, in Big House 2018, it was the year with the yellow shirts because I remember the yellow really brought out my sunburn, my blistering sunburn. And that was really great. And well, the sunburn wasn't great, but seeing everyone's back-to-school pictures where their entire face was peeling, it was just hilarious. It was so funny.
Oh, great.
So my favorite part of being in the youth group is probably always having like this group of people to like trust and confide in. And like also like joke around with and be silly, and it's also like important to be a part of this like family to help solidify your faith and like help you grow with people who are going through the same stuff as you, and like you have like a common like denominator almost to like keep y'all together. And like I just think it's really important to come because these people, like, will love you for you. And I just think it's an amazing group of people to be around.
Kick summer off for real with our rafting trip. It's gonna be, as the kids say today, lit. And so it's gonna be great. Tell them what's up.
No cap.
Say it again.
No cap.
Why did your team lose?
Well, Malvin is old and he got hurt, but he still did great. Other than that, we didn't keep our heart all the way through. But it was a great team. I loved it.
So I've heard several times that Malvin was like the weak link. Would you agree to that?
Well, I mean, you know, he just had a birthday yesterday, so he's only getting older.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you could play the game again, would you have him on your team?
Well, we'd also need some superstars to some ringers to come in and help, but he had good spirit. That's good.
There we go.
We're vlogging for the summer. It's our summer video.
Oh. Woo! Yeah. Woo!
How's the trip, Malvin?
It was great. It was great. But let's hear from the real heroes.
Oh, yeah.
How was the trip?
So cold. Fun.
I felt the ride.
I felt it.
Absolutely terrible.
Tyler, how was the bus ride?
The bus ride was very good. It got a little bit hot at times, but I had my fan and we made it work.
Where are we? Tell everybody where we're at right now.
Orlando!
We're at Giordano's.
Pretty sure that's how you pronounce it.
Yep. Yeah.
What's up, vlog? We're about to make some waffles. We got the best station.
Yeah.
They got strawberries, mini waffles, whipped cream, sprinkles, gluten free for people who like gluten free. Anyways, we'll check back in later.
Today is our rest day at Disney. We're at Epcot. We have been working hard, and so we're taking a little break, and we're already exhausted, so it's going to be fun, though.
Yeah.
Bye! Woo! Hey, guys. What you doing?
Painting a black square.
Oh, okay. Cool.
For VBS.
For VBS?
Scooby-Doo. I think I'm just going to write Scooby really quick.
Okay.
I am
going to
do some paw prints.
Oh.
How
are
you? Okay.
Nice.
I
got to
get you.
Hey, guys.
What you doing?
Hey, Melvin.
I'm painting.
Well, not yet, but we're about to.
What are you going to paint?
The Spurs. And we're going to paint them pretty. Flowers.
Sweet. For what?
Scooby-Doo stuff for VBS.
Oh, cool.
A new place, a new home. For a while, let me feel alive. Nothing to hold me back. Take my time, just enjoy the ride. A nomad passing by. Life is good, best I've ever felt. Something new, somewhere I can't find myself. I feel so alive. As I reach out to the sky. I found my way. I was in the dark against it all, but made it through the day. Cause I found my way. In bad times, I know I'll be okay. Cause I found my way. Cause I found my way. Cause I found my way. My way, my way.
What's up, guys? Welcome to my YouTube channel. We are here at Maywood Christian Camp, about to get ready for the boat races.
My way. I found my way. I found my way. I was in the dark against it all, but made it through the day. Cause I found my way. I found my way. In bad times, I know I'll be okay. Cause I found my way.
Vlog. Wait, now.
Good morning, vlog. Oh, it's 4:30 in the morning. We're going to Honduras.
We're in La Birmingham, and it's starting to get funky.
Cause I found my way, my way, my way.
I've had such a fun summer with you guys. I say each year that it's been the best summer, but I think I truly mean it this summer. Me and John had such a fun time with you guys, getting to know you better, getting to spend time with you and grow. I hope you had such a fun time, as much as a fun time as we had. I look forward to continue watching you grow like I've seen you grow these past 4 years, and I'm super excited to spend the school year and the years to come. You don't get to get rid of me because I moved here. But I love you guys a lot, and I'm super sad for the summer day.
Hey guys, it's me, John, from that one time.
Just wanted to say, what a great summer we had. It's been awesome. Honestly, like, I wouldn't have traded it for anything in the world. Like, it's been awesome. I've loved being with you guys. Every trip we went on, I mean, it was tiring. I think we could all say that. But totally worth it. I mean, I wouldn't have given this up for anything. I would totally do it again. But love you guys. I will see you soon. I won't be a stranger. Y'all only like an hour and something from my school, so I'll come visit. This will not be the last time you see me, but love you.
Whoa. All right, so wasn't that good? Didn't Abby do a good job with that video? Well, what translates really well to camera is all the fun that we had. You can see the kids really enjoyed being together and having fun being together.
Good morning, vlog.
Not again. That was really long already.
Love.
Okay. Okay. So what doesn't translate as well is the real spiritual moments. The worship, there's no way to really record when we're worshiping in a small group of just the teenagers and the singing. They're all just singing really loud and it's beautiful and it's moving. It's really hard to get those moments, but you can kind of feel it just a little bit. And if you're wondering where we were all summer, you just got a very quick run through of what it was. And yes, I know it was a 15-minute long video, but that was quick. That was quick, I promise you. It was a very long summer. Some of you may have thought I quit or got fired at some point during it because I wasn't here the whole time. But there's this thing, you know, what happens as we go through this summer and is kind of goes along with 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. That's what we want for these kids. As we're going to all these trips and as we're having fun together and we're spending so much time together, we're also spending a lot of time in God's word. We're hoping that the things that we teach them, we can say like Paul did to them, you've known these things since you were young. And when they become adults, they can stick to it. And so we kind of separate our trips into three different categories. And I just want to briefly run through what those are real quick. The first one is learning together. You've seen some of the videos that were at Harding, at Uplift we go to. Some of it was from Legacy at Faulkner. And both of those are events that are more focused on that idea of really just learning. And here's that second part of the verse we just read. All scripture is breathed out. This is something we know, and it's something that's important for the kids. And it ends up, like, they have fun on these trips and stuff like that. But also, they get to hear some of the best speakers out there. They get to have worship with a large group of young people who are all so focused. They get to go and sometimes even pick these different classes on things that are relevant to their lives and find out what the Bible has to say about them. And so we go so they can learn together. But also, there's obviously fellowship together. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. And so we go on things like going to whitewater rafting or Big House or even Maywood, where our kids just get to spend time together. And the great thing is at all of these events, we're doing all of these things. So even on these events, we're not just hanging out and having fun. We're spending time having devotionals together and singing and spending time in God's word still, even then. But our focus is on building these relationships where when they go back to school and when they go back to work and graduate and wherever they end up going, they have these solid friendships that are the roots that can hold them steady and hold each other close. So we fellowship together as well. And finally, we serve together. I don't know why Give Kids the World is the only one on there. My slide must have messed up. But this actually is our longest list of things. We do Give Kids the World. Our teens serve at Kingdom Camp and VBS during the summer. And we also go to Honduras. One of the things that we are most busy with during the summer is moments of service to people around us. And Mark chapter 10, verse 43 through 45, we find out about Jesus. He says, "But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be the first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And so we're trying to teach these kids to be like Jesus, to love each other, to spend time with people, with God's people, to spend time in God's word and let it sit on their hearts and change their lives, and also to be of service, to be servants to the world, and when they see needs, to be able to fill those needs in the name of Christ. And so all the stuff that you saw, it's all fun, and I love that the kids love to be a part of it, but it's meaningful. And I want to say to you guys, thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers for our teenagers, for the literal, you know, financial support for them as we go on these mission trips and other things. Thank you for just being their family. We all love this church family, and we want this to continue to be a family. So feel free to come on some of these trips with us. I don't know if those are interesting to you, but we have a lot of fun, and we want to just thank you for being our family and for supporting us through that. So tonight, like I said, I just wanted you to have a sense of what we did this summer, to have a little piece of all the things that went on. And I want to encourage you to continue to pray for our teenagers, continue to pray for our families of teenagers. And teenagers, be more involved. Come to more things. Parents, prepare your kids to be a part of these things, because the best way that we work is as a family, leaning on each other, pushing each other, and praying for each other. So tonight, if you want to be a part of that family, we will give an invitation. We'll sing in just a second. You know that this wasn't some big, you know, sermon build up to the final moment where we call you forward, but the invitation's always open. We are always here to pray for you or whatever you need from us, or if you've never become a Christian and never become a part of God's family at all, we're here for you with that as well. But if you need anything tonight, we ask that you please come forward as we stand and sing.